The several thousand people who crowded into the Resch Center auditorium had a few hours to kill before the president showed up. They eventually got the message on what George W. Bush will do should he be elected to a second term. In the meantime, though, there was a surprise show from commentator Dennis Miller. Miller harangued many high-profile Democrats, including that party's presumptive nominee, John Kerry, and his running mate, John Edwards. And Miller was not joking when he asserted there was a tie between Saddam Hussein's Iraq and Al-Qaeda.
Do I wish there was a country called Al-Qaeda where we could have started this war against terror? Yes, I do, but there wasn't. So guess what? Saddam Hussein and his punk sons were just unlucky enough to draw the Wonka ticket in the Let's Get It On lottery, okay?
Then Miller introduced another well-known performer, all the way from Las Vegas, Wayne Newton.
Give me my guitar. Yeah, because this crowd is hot and I'm in that kind of mood, okay?
Newton launched into a version of dueling banjos before giving the crowd his signature thanks.
Duck is shame, thank you for all the joy and pain.
Fight for schools!
Not for war!
Fight for healthcare!
Not for war!
Fight for jobs!
Not for war!
Outside the arena, the prospect for another 4 years of a Bush-Cheney administration was not music to the ears of a rather small group of protesters. They gathered on the sidewalk with megaphones and cardboard signs. Richard Wheeling came to the Green Bay area all the way from La Crosse. To make sure his point got across, he carried a double-decker sign visible from blocks away.
First line is, regime change begins at home. Don't blame me, I voted for the majority. And then the flip side is making more enemies faster than we can kill. And if you aren't completely appalled, you haven't been paying attention.
But back inside the auditorium, the real show was finally about to begin. With strobe lights and spotlights swirling, the red, white, and blue bus pulled into the auditorium.
Ladies and gentlemen, give a big warm Wisconsin welcome to the President of the United States!
The evening took a serious tone as the president cited increasing personal incomes and employment rates. He said his tax cuts are to thank for an improving economy, and he promised to make them permanent if he wins in November.
My opponents look at all this progress and somehow conclude that the sky is falling. Whether their message is delivered with a frown or a smile, it's the same old pessimism. And to cheer us up, they propose higher taxes, more federal spending, and economic isolationism.
Bush also criticized Senators Kerry and Edwards for voting against an additional $87 billion to fight the war in Iraq. And he indirectly slammed Kerry for saying he'd seek more international cooperation in the Mideast.
Nearly 40 nations are involved in Afghanistan. Over 30 nations involved in Iraq. And I appreciate the contributions from those countries. But I will never turn over America's national security decisions to leaders of foreign countries.
The crowd cheered loudly and chanted 4 more years throughout the almost hour-long speech, obviously hoping for an encore performance of the Bush-Cheney ticket. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.